So Om Shanti, good evening to everyone. And my name is Sister Margaret, and I have the honour and pleasure of being with Sudesh Didi and interviewing for the next hour. So, and I was just realising that you came into this Brahmin birth, this knowledge, before I was even born. So that's a long time. And you are a very special soul that you met Mama, Baba. You know all the main daddies. So this is quite amazing that we have you here with us tonight. And just from my own, when I first came in the early 90s, Sudesh Didi was one of my teachers. Like every other day, one day she would read English Muli, the next day Hindi, similar to now actually. And I had that fortune. So there are some questions, and the questions are mostly based on the Muli of yesterday, the three lines of remembrance, purity, and being a true server. So the way that the questions are formed is to actually state what Baba said and then to ask a question in different ways. Let's see how we get on. There's quite a few questions, but let's see how we manage. So the first thing that Baba talked about unadulterated remembrance. So the love of all relationships directly with the Father. So I wanted to ask, is there a particular relationship with Baba that you have personally nurtured that's brought you close to him? So I think we all have a favourite relationship. So what's your favourite relationship with Baba?
Different times. Intensity of different relationships. When I took spiritual birth as a Brahmin, the very first experience was Baba called me daughter, and that was actually a very beautiful scene. And the story behind is that it was my first time that I was meeting Baba, I was going to see Baba near, like I had seen him once before, but from a distance, and it was an experience of seeing only in the body of light. He had gone on a tour, and my curiosity was that I wanted to meet Baba. By the time I had understood that God is light and enters Brahma's body, and but I want to see now, want to experience, this thought was there, and that this curiosity brought me into knowledge. So I was studying from my college. I used to come from my university.
Can I just check, is the sound okay? Yeah. Okay.
Directly. And I was just next to the entrance on a, in the building. There was a shed where we used to sit to study, waiting room like. And the sisters came, two sisters came, and they asked me, "Have you come to meet Baba?" I said, "No, Baba is not here, he is on tour." And they said, "No, he has come and we have come to meet him." So I became very excited because I wanted to meet him and I knew he was not there. I spoke to the sister in charge and I say that I want to meet Baba. It was 1 o'clock daytime, I coming from my college. And it was my routine every day. I would sit there, read Murli, have meditation and then go back home because it's lunch. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock It's not time for somebody to attend you, rest time. And so sister said, but this is the time because Baba has traveled and come back and he is having, he will have rest now, it is rest time, you can come tomorrow morning. So I couldn't say anything because I understand after long journey, train journey, Baba would have come. But in my heart it was that I really want to meet me, who would like, my father will not like so early morning that I come so early. And so I meditated, and in meditation I just had the feeling, but God is my father. And I had a heart-to-heart conversation in meditation. I said, God, you have come from Supreme Abode, from Paramdham, and you are sitting here in Brahma's body. Sister says that I cannot meet you. But can you not come down and meet me? I cannot come tomorrow morning, early morning. Like a child, I very innocent feeling, I said this, because I was very new and I had to have used to have this conversation and meditation. Okay, I was just about, had meditated after this. Murli I had read before anyway. I was just closing my book and going to go, and I saw Baba coming from the back side of the building and about 5-6 yards away. I saw him and I just grabbed my things there and rushed and I hugged him, Baba. And with Baba with so much love said, Daughter, you can come tomorrow morning, nobody will stop you. That first thing was, this daughter was so just like, it touched me, that is speaking to me, the soul. Because I spoke to the Supreme Soul and asked him, Brahma, will you come with him? And then this was such a great feeling of, I'm Baba's child. That feeling, Baba. And then I started coming in the morning. And one day, because I used to come still, my father, Laukik father, did not know that I was coming. I left early. Anyway, I used to go very early for my university. And so, perhaps my mother would have told that she's going early, she goes to the center or what. And one day, and so it was every day, Murli had already finished. And Didi Manmohini used to bring Baba in chamber, in one room, where Didi used to ask Baba questions from the Murli, at that day's Murli, to make understand it more clearly. And when I came that day, Baba knows it, says, come child. And so I was allowed to be in the main chamber of Dadis, there are sitting and Baba is there. And was very new. And so gradually I started grasping, because that was my Murli and revision of the course, in other words. One day Baba said to me that I am going to write a letter to your father that you are coming here secretly. It is, I should tell him. And I said, but I am now Brahma Kumari. You know, you are my father. So this intoxication was that I am Brahma Kumari. I started writing B.K. Sudesh on my notebooks for B.K. Sudesh. Great intoxication of Brahma Kumari Sudesh. So in the beginning was this. Then it was time, Raksha Bandhan was there, and I had sent Rakhi to Brahma Baba, because I thought now Shiv Baba is the father and Brahma is Dada, brother, and I should send Rakhi. And I sent Rakhi to Brahma Baba in Madhuban, and in return he sent one handkerchief, and in that was some money, rupee, you know. And I felt really just like a Laukik brother. support the child. And that intoxication brought me so much that Baba has given me the wealth of knowledge, and he has given me this wealth as well. And that created the feeling that I will never go any shortage of money, because it's God has given me literally money. So that intoxication was the bestower of happiness, and the relationship with Brahma Baba, Bap Dada, Bap Dada. Shiva Baba is my father and Brahma is my brother. Then I developed the relationship of Baba is more connected with Shiva Baba and Baba my teacher. And so different time, different. Sometimes it was very lovely relationship of friend, no, Baba used to write letter. I would also write many letters. At that time it was very common to write to Baba, and Baba would reply. And I remember one day with other two Kumaris, we were in Madhuban, and we wanted to go in Baba's room. And this sister, Gachu Gadi, was there. She says, "No, it is Baba's rest time. You cannot come." But still was still. Baba had just eaten, but not was resting. Another sister and myself, we were still stilling. I said, "But Baba still is not going to have rest. Sister does not allow to let us come." And we sang a song outside from the door. We said, "Be in the." Baba was in his room and the next room to Baba, because you see Brahma Baba's room in Madhuban, and there the chair is there, there was a door, and that was actually entrance to go Baba's room. So we stood there, the curtain was open, and we sang a song. Baba heard that song and said, "Child, come in, come in." And that was also very friendly and easy relationship with Baba. Sometimes, every day, good night, go say good morning. So, it's different time, different. So, most of the time, it has been now just Satguru and teacher relationship.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Today.
Now it
Okay, beautiful, really beautiful. Such a fortune to have actually that personal relationship. So in a way that moves us on to another question, because in that Murli that we heard yesterday, Baba says you have to become equal to Father Shiva in your stage. And I was thinking in meditation, you know, Batsman, you know, it's high to become equal to Father Shiva. So what I wanted to ask was, what easy practice do you feel we could all benefit from that would bring us closer to being equal to Father Shiva?
See, Baba was speaking in this, that practice of incorporeal, because it's the remembrance should be unbreakable, constant. A line should be straight, not crooked, not winding road and then that kind of. And this is actually two aspects. One is that I, the soul, am bodiless, incorporeal. So that is my seed stage, reminding myself of my soul conscious stage. Again and again, I am a bodiless soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am child of the Almighty. So more intoxication, or the title that Baba has given as Almighty Father. And so that is connected with the inner original qualities of the soul. Purity, peace, love, happiness, truth, knowledge. That is to become like incorporeal. Because God, His quality, in incorporeal seed are these powers and qualities. This is, but then a seed, if it does not express itself, it does not actually grow and it does not share with others. So Brahma Baba, when Shiv Baba entered Brahma Baba's body, Shiv Baba's quality became visible in Brahma. And Brahma Baba's original qualities were also definitely there. So in action, in interaction, that love for everyone, if somebody has made mistake, forget about it, and still encouraging, keeping hope, giving extra love. This you could see in Avyakta Bhaktada as well. We could see that this person is fluctuating and has a lot of doubt, still is more influenced by Maya, at the verge of perhaps leave Baba. And Avyakta Baba is giving them so much time, having conversation, paying extra attention. And you can feel little bit that this soul has so much doubt and is always reacting to the, in the family you could see their sanskaras. And this was also Brahma Baba's conscious that if someone is really sick and weak, that person needs more attention.
Mm-hmm.
It is not that it is love, it is pure love, a benevolent love. Like a doctor will give more time to a patient that needs operation. And if somebody has come only to a checkup, feel the pulse and write the prescription, and that's it.
Mm.
You cannot say that this doctor met, sat with this patient for 2 hours and with me only 2 minutes. And so that Baba could see who, what needs what. Sometime love, sometime knowledge, sometime attention as well. Sometime he was very strict. So all qualities of Shiv Baba in action.
Mm-hmm.
Follow the father. So we remember Shiv Baba, because if I want to be pure, then I must remember Baba. And so this is why it is soul conscious practice more. And this helps them actually, again, by churning knowledge.
Mm. When you're thinking of the incorporeal stage, are you're thinking I am? I mean, not so much the word I, but it's almost like yoga with your perfection.
Mm.
You know, that I am that soul from the soul world. Mm. I belong to that family. I belong to God. It's in the now.
Yeah.
It's not something of the future.
Yeah. But to become like is this, because become, when we are in the soul world, then we are incorporeal. But it is the quality of God we practice you now in meditation.
Mm.
But meditation is real when it is in action.
Mm.
When I am in contact with others, how much I am practicing soul conscious. When others are actually indifferent with me, how much I have well-wishing feeling for myself and for others.
Mm.
Brahma Baba's behavior was mother, sometimes mother, sometimes father and sometimes teacher. So qualities, this is what we have to follow Father Brahma.
Mm.
His discipline, his renunciation, his love for Baba. So that is our journey.
Mm.
And to become Shiv Baba is our practice. And that is our practical life.
Mm.
So to be a yogi means become like Shiv Baba. And become a karma yogi. And if you want to become a deity, we are following Brahma Baba to become deity.
Mm.
And we are remembering Shiv Baba to become bodiless pure. So divine virtues are learned from Brahma Baba, and power is from Shiv Baba.
Mm.
And so this is why it is keeping the aim very clear. Then it becomes sometimes conversation, sometimes intoxication, sometimes self-respect. Sometimes checking myself. So this is what it means, Baba meant, that when he was seeing the line of the remembrance, He was saying that, is it unadulterated remembrance? Because human beings are not, you are not taking support of human beings. You are not becoming dependent on human beings, but you are dependent on the teachings and the practical knowledge that Baba is giving.
Mm. It reminds me of the last three words that Brahma Baba said, incorporeal, egoless, viceless. And it seems like the first one is about the practice.
Right, yeah.
And the other two are about in life.
Yeah. So it is just like the first lesson is the last lesson, and that is the final test, that no one else is remembered in the end apart from one. And so it means that I am also not remembering my tasks that I have good or I have reached a destination. But it is just the egoless achievement, but yet detachment.
Mm. Thank you. Very full answer. Maybe you've covered a little bit the next question. So I'll go on to the next one. Baba said, it is essential, he used this word essential, in English anyway, it is essential to feel that Baba is mine.
In?
It is essential to feel that Baba is mine.
Yeah, right,
So what advice would you give, because many listening may be new to this, and we have also older students.
Mm.
So what advice would you give to newer students to make Baba is mine?
Mm-hmm.
And what advice would you give to, you know, those who've been studying for a long time, Baba is mine? Is it the same advice or different?
It is, in fact, for the new one is the faith in intellect, that it is, Baba is mine because I now the new life is achieved. I am Baba's child, and when I am Baba's child, so Baba is mine, and I am Baba's. Baba belongs to me and I belong to Baba. So it is the power of love. New children develop first power of love. It's Baba is mine. And Baba always saying, child, you are my child, you are my child. So new children have to practice this. And then it is Baba is mine, it is intoxication of receiving inheritance. That is what Baba is speaking about. New children, more relationship with Baba as well as intoxication of inheritance that we are receiving. When the old are there, it's when we develop this, it is not only Baba is mine, Yajna is mine, family is mine, service is mine, responsibility is mine. So what belongs to Baba, what it is Baba's task, it is my task. It is just like when the child, little baby is there, so baby, so he is very intoxicated, my mama, my daddy. But he is not aware of the responsibilities. Mm-hmm. He just wants to take. Mm-hmm. And when we are old, then what we have received, we have to give it to others.
Mm-hmm.
Sustenance we have received, we have to give to the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
So old has to now play the role of being the elder brothers, elder sisters.
Mm-hmm.
What they have received is pass it on to others.
I think this is a really brilliant answer, actually, because when you just hear Baba is mine, you can take it just as a feeling.
Yeah.
Baba's mine.
Yeah.
But really, that's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And this mine is a big mine.
Yeah.
All the responsibilities that go with that.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's amazing. So Baba said, I'm just picking out lines. You have to have love for the family.
Mm.
You know, he carried on from, okay, to have love for Baba is one thing, but you have to have love for the family. And he said, whose family is it?
Mm.
It's the father's family. So I wanted to ask a question, because sometimes we have, you know, good feelings for others, love for others, but sometimes it crosses a line and it becomes, you know, we want that person's company, it becomes familiarity.
Mm.
And that could be between brother and brother or sister and sister, you know. So I'm just wanted what you feel. How do we keep the loving, but within a boundary?
Yeah, this is again Baba speaking about actually in this Murli, very fine and deep definition, meaning of purity. Purity means in this pure relationship, and pure relationship is means that no dependency on anyone, no attraction of any virtues of others. When there is a family and we are working together, there are always two things that we get so influenced, attracted by their specialities. Then we forget that these qualities and specialities are, they have also received from Baba, or some good karma from the past. Then we begin to take the support from them, the appreciation, and they give us support. Then we begin to feel that they understand my emotions, they understand my wish, what I want. It's easy to be with them. Then we forget that the family is mine, others are also mine. So then emotional conversation, dependency and sharing make them dependent on each other. And this is why Baba says, make sure Baba is your company and Baba is your companion.
Mm-hmm.
When in having this company of service together, it's a family, but we are service companions as well. So service companion, we begin to make them support or dependence of life, or giving them support. And we become like a responsible for their emotions or their needs or their care. And if they have some karmic account with somebody else, we start making the karmic account with that person.
Mm-hmm.
If they are not behaving them well, we go, why are you not, can't you sooner not see the specialities of this person? So what happens? This, our emotions, relationship, then is spoiled with others. Sometimes even with the seniors, if seniors want to support them, separate them from this emotional dependency or some kind of relationship which is not according to the maryada system, they say, you have doubt in us, it is your imagination. So they try to telling lies, they try to hide things, many wrong things are developed, telling, making excuses, getting upset with others. So in this way, it is just like, because Baba's company, Baba is my companion, and Baba is my company, and Baba has all relationships with me, and I have all relationships with Baba. This is only service companion until the service is there. The moment I start taking my personal service, that becomes a karma bondage. Personal service means they want to serve me, listen my stories, help me to, in one way or other, special support, give me extra time. So then it means that it becomes a bondage. And Baba, this is what I say, that very careful, that you keep, be careful, that this impurity does not creep in. And so it is called attachment with the name and form. And this is what Baba speaking in that Murli, that you have to live with the family, but don't be attached to them. And then he says, but don't become a sannyasi either. So what it means, that if I am afraid of being trapped, and I avoid, and I have a fear, then it means I have a fear of others, but not clarity that I want my freedom. With fear, if I am avoiding this thing, it means I am weak. When I have a self-respect and I have freedom and I have truth, I'm not dependent on them. Mm. And I don't hide anything. I would not do anything secretly. I would not share gifts or supporting them without knowing anyone. And another thing is, I will make someone senior in between to hear their emotions, and they can do it. But I don't take responsibility of their karma. Mm. Otherwise we create our karma with each other.
It's really deep, isn't it? It's almost like the more you have love for one, then you're able to be with everybody.
Yeah.
Not just one or two.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
Then it's unlimited family. Then it is really family without any discrimination between, yeah.
Mm. And actually, Baba did mention today, especially, about picking up the father's virtues, not others' virtues.
Yeah, miss, you can pick up their virtues, but not be impressed by this, because they are also given by the father to them.
Mm.
Just like you do not be disturbed, do not get disturbed by the weakness of others. Because as soon as you begin to get disturbed or upset with the weakness of others, that so also become attachment in a sense that your intellect is tied with them so much that you are thinking all the time of them. And just like when you are attached with specialities, you begin to think of them and forget Baba, forget your own efforts. It becomes so natural that we don't even realize. And so in this aspect, that it is Baba has given them gift, and that gift is open for you as well.
So it's like if you see it in someone else, it's to remind you to receive from Baba.
Nice,
beautiful. So in a way this leads on quite nicely, because Baba said, make the father your number one support.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering if you could share a little story with us. Maybe there was one time a tricky situation that you were in, and you called on Baba and you really felt his support.
Miss, there has not... time to time many situations came that it's like became a miracle or very incognito and yet very obvious support. Their human beings became instrument, but it was support of Baba. It's a touching of Baba. Early 80s, I went to Dubai. Have been there 2-3 times before, but this was going another time program. And as I reached at the airport, at the custom, when passing through the security, they said, "No, you cannot go out." I said, "But why not? I have visa." Because they had given invitation, and I said, they said, "No, you cannot go." But I couldn't understand why I cannot go. Some officers became, some policemen were also there. Security might be this was. And they did not want me to let go. Now who should, no one is there. Who I know, and it's a strange country, different people. Only I said, "Baba, now what should I do?" And then I said to them, "But people are waiting outside for me. You have my passport. You have luggage still there. At least I should go out and tell them that..." At that time it was, "Baba, now you tell me what I have to do. No one is here that can guide me." And so... they let me go with the policeman. I went, so I told sister that this is the situation. And it was Friday. So Friday is holiday in Dubai. And the reason was, what they told me, why didn't they let me not let go out? because I had been to Israel.
Mm.
And in my passport, it was a stamp of Israel.
Mm.
And they could not make it clear to me. Stamp, they showed me stamp, but I did not know this is Israel stamp. Mm. They knew it was Israel stamp.
They were a world traveler.
So I did not know what it means. Again and again, the officer, he could not speak English perhaps. What was it reason? So anyway, I went, then he understood this, that I go out. And it was Baba's really help that one of the contact soul and there, they had come to collect me at the airport, knew the ambassador of India. And ambassador of India then said, okay, I can make a new passport for her. It was Friday. Everything is closed. He went in the office, brought the stamp, office stamp. So he made a new, he took me, I did not have my photograph, anything. So he helped me. I never knew him. He didn't know me. Somebody knew him. And he came in. I had to wait for about 1 or 2 hours until they go and come. And then he took my photograph and make a new passport, gave me the passport. My passport, which was here, which I had a visa to stay here, no? Indefinite stay stamp. So that passport he took and he gave me the new passport. And I let go out. They let me go out because it did not have the Israel stamp. So, and this passport then remained with the ambassador of India. So when I finished my visit, about 8 days I stayed there, he came with me. Until I sat in the plane, he was with me and then he went. I feel all the time, who else could be in Sunday, it is Friday, holiday. No one, I know anyone. How Baba does it, he makes someone instrument.
Mm.
And it was only one support, one strength, one faith that became real. Otherwise, if you are different situation was there. I did not have fear, but I remember Baba that now you have to help me.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yeah.
So I think, and also these situations, they're kind of magical, aren't they?
Right, yeah.
And it makes you feel really close to Baba. You just feel he's really there for you. Yeah. Beautiful.
Mm.
Just a question that came up was, in that Murali, Baba said, let the Father and none other be the support of your intellect.
Mm.
And I'm just asking, you know, the clarification, why the support for our intellect rather than our mind? Because Baba often says, Man Manapav, which is, fix your mind on me, be mine with your mind.
Mm.
But in this one he said, let the Father and none other be the support of your intellect. So just some, clarity on that.
Yeah, see, different definition or different sentences or lines Baba speaks, it in reference the previous, what is topic. In this Murali that was read yesterday on the 6th, it is the Murali of the three different lines, imprints in our personality, on our personality.
Mm.
Of it was remembrance, all relationship with one. It was purity of the thought, purity of word, purity of action, purity of vibrations. And then it was service.
True
service. Selfless service.
Mm.
And in service, Baba said that you need the family, you need different ideas, you cannot do the work alone, have to be. And service is the means of blessings, your progress. But it is the service that has many difficulties and situations where you are criticized, or you are defamed, or you are blamed, and you are tested because tests are there. And at that time you see what state of mind you have, your attitude and your vision in the field of service. what happens? Our intellect becomes so engaged with the problems and situations that we have, the test we pass through. We don't consider it test at that time. We think their sanskaras, their behavior, they are vast and knowledgeable people. Other people are better than this. We become judge. And our intellect is more connected with them as well as mind connected, but intellect becomes like dirty intellect.
Mm. Like corrupted almost.
Rubbish. Mm. Baba speak about it. And it in fact, it is, you need to have, just like you have a pure mind to have, remember Baba, nobody else, no physical body and bodily influences. Here it is also your intellect has to remain clean. So then consider, purify your intellect with what you have received from them rather than the negative things. Fill it with the positive, clean it with the positive. Those who defame you, consider they are your friend. And it is a test that is becoming your teaching you something. So what you have learned, it's a step of progress. It is, so it means that, but if you keep remembering their behavior, what sorrow you took from them, that it means that your intellect will be always blaming, criticizing, seeing fault, because it is intellect sees very fast. And so this is why have the yoga of the intellect with me. Make one my me your support. Otherwise you begin to make them support with other human beings. Mm. Take support from them, and your yoga of the intellect is not, power of discrimination is not there. So selflessness is not there then, because there was must be something you wanted from them, expectations, and they are not fulfilled. And when selflessness is there, and no negative thoughts are there, that cleanliness, these two powers actually make you happy, content. And then this will bring success in service. So it means your yoga is right with me. Your yoga of intellect is not with them. This is in this aspect. So it is in behavior but connection. So the power of discrimination to decide what is right, what is wrong, in different opinions.
It takes quite a lot of clarity, spiritual clarity, and power from Baba to actually discern what's really going on, because we can live a lot in projection.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, and it's very beautiful that what you shared, that they are your friend because they're helping you to grow spiritually.
Right, right. Yes.
We might see it that they're not the friend because they're bringing up all the upheaval in us.
In fact,
but the reality is they are the friend.
Yeah, because at that time we don't see that they are our friend. But in fact, Baba gave a very beautiful example in this part that they are friend. A friend indeed is a friend in need. And you need something to cure in yourself. Right? And so then if they are criticizing, it means they are connecting you to learn something at that time. And it is painful if someone is really giving, pointing out what you have to learn or what you have to let go. It is just like a therapist. A therapist is massaging you when you have some kind of physical pain or not body is not properly working, and it is very painful. And you say, forget, I don't want, I did not have so much pain before, you have given me more pain. But in that pain, what is hidden is free from suffering, free from pain. So in the same way, when these are those who look my critical people and always defaming me, they are drawing my attention, how much self-respect I have, what quality I need to practice this time, how much patience I should have, how much detached observer I should be. So these qualities I use Brahmin powers I use only when somebody is not is Brahmin but not behaving like a Brahmin. If other people are defaming me, I don't mind. But if a Brahmin is criticizing and his behavior or her behavior is worse than outside people, at that time my intellect forget Baba and my intellect is connecting and correcting them because they are correcting me. So it's painful that you don't expect this kind of behavior from Brahmins. And so Baba says, no, consider they are your friend. So then it means, at that time yoga of the intellect has to be with me. It's knowledge. Yoga of the intellect is to use, be knowledgeful. And then work, be as power loveful, and knowledge should become might. Knowledge should become light. This is what it is mean, have the yoga of the intellect. Knowledge is light and knowledge is might. And that is the intellect at means analyze knowledge, practices knowledge. Faith is in intellect. Have faith, who is your companion? Have faith. So faith of the intellect, faith in the intellect.
It's almost like you need the situations to practice the knowledge.
Yes, right.
It's just like your example of being at the airport.
Yeah.
Actually, you have to practice your faith, you have to practice remembrance, and then something happens. So if we didn't have any of these situations, how would we know?
Right, yeah.
How would we gain?
Right.
So it's you have to change our awareness. Just moving on from what you shared, the second one, it's because you just talked about obstacles. You know, that there will be, sometimes there's tests, sometimes there's challenges, sometimes there's obstacles, and sometimes there's exams, isn't there?
Yes,
and we have to keep moving. So I wanted to talk about obstacles, and I was wondering if you could share a very personal experience when there was a big obstacle, and it came a means for you to climb the ladder of progress.
Yeah.
And I like the way you're smiling already.
Yeah, because I came in knowledge very young, at the age of 15, 16. And Rama gave me, Baba gave me, family gave me a very good lift. My fortune gave me a very good lift. And I came to live with the elderly sisters, mothers, because it was the main center in Delhi. So it was a big age difference. I was 16 years old, and these mothers, those who were old, because a big center, so there are dadis, but also were men. Every day's activity was with these mothers, no? So that the mother in the kitchen was about 70 years old, then the other who used to look after all round, keeping the, guarding the home. That was all the time at the door, if somebody is coming, not taking the post, you know, opening the letterbox or whatever. She was also about 80 years old, but very strong mother. Another one also means like this. And I loved Murli very much. But she always, at that time, Murli was very difficult to get because it will come after 15 days. Post would not come so early, and it was not, printing machine was not there. Even typewriter was not there at that time. This is 62 years back. The sister used to write by hand, carbon paper, copy, and that when she has written in Madhuban, then post coming to the main center would come early, and then we have to make a copy or write, somebody else has to write again, so that carbon copy that gets fade very quickly. And so this mother would not. Then it started, became print with type. If time had come with a type, Murlis were coming printed. And one sister used to open the letterbox. She had this duty. And she had this instruction that because not Murli before, when the date is there, then Murli is to be given. So she was very strict, definitely, because otherwise if Murli is taken before the date of reading, we were always 2 months after, not that same date could not be. And that was new Murli for us. And I wanted to, Mataji, you can give me the Murli, I can have a look. She says, no, only after, when the date is there, that day morning I will give you. And I wanted to read it before because I had so much love for the Murli. It is my love letter. And then what I started sharing. So there were many other tests from other, but this was the biggest test. Murli is my dearest thing. So then I started seeing the speciality of this sister. She used to drink water with so much love. Before drinking, she would keep this glass for a few minutes. And I say, but I am always in a hurry, just get the water and drink and go and give another student. And then I used to be very fond of taking courses. new student, new teacher, more enthusiasm. And I was the only at that time, because there were dadis and these mothers were there on the center. And so I thought that this is, see, this is such yogi, I am not yogi. And that quality I picked up from her up to now. Whenever I drink water, I must give drishti for a few seconds. This has become my such a good sanskara. And I started having this good wishes for her. And then another thing was that I started reading what Murli have read already, sharing with her. She became so happy. She then started giving me Murli one day before. you read it, and then when you are reading in the class, then I can answer beforehand. So you became my friend. So this was like Miss good wishes and pure feeling for the self and for others really help. And this was actually personal Miss sanskaras thing to handle. And other was also being same age, others sometimes somebody will have jealousy and somebody would not like the tie. Youngest one and faster than old ones. Then one day I felt, but that's okay, it didn't disturb me because I'm not doing anything wrong. I started myself seeing that there are so many others good than me, and I started losing faith in myself. I went to Mama. It was comparison. If you don't recognize your role, what you are, and not create your fortune, consider yourself, because I wanted to do many more things apart from what I was doing. I was happy, but still I wanted to do something which others are doing, very creative. And I was not in that active in this. And I said to Mama, Mama, I have not progressed. So this was a feeling that I felt I was stuck. Could be my enthusiasm became a little bit low. And Mama said, what is the reason? I say, this one is much better than me, that one is much better than me, and I am still like, I'm not progressing. So enthusiasm went down. Remembrance was okay, but enthusiasm was not. So Mama gave me a very good example. Mama said, going up to bring transformation in love means to become Baba's child means climbing the destination. For example, if you have to step 4-story building, you start from first floor, and then second, and then third, fourth. So you compare yourself when you came, and after coming to Baba, what you have learned. Don't be disheartened, just learn what you have learned, and not compare yourself with others Good, see the specialities, but don't think that I should also have the same specialities. Otherwise, different sanskaras will emerge. It can be competition, it can be disheartenment, something be this. And that's not, you cannot run the race then. And then she said, it's just, for example, two steps you climb up, and then you look where you started. But don't become egocentric that I have progressed that much, because then you will still become stuck again. Then think where I have to go. Compare yourself only with your stage and keep your own intoxication. So this was on one side, it was very positive. I want to do this as well, I want to become like this. It was picking up the virtues but becoming disheartened. I was not disturbed by if somebody is not, if somebody has jealousy with me. I did not have that problem. But I want to be better. So that was also an obstacle. So it was just like to recognize your role and be satisfied and selflessness, but with aim, and that brings to destination.
It seems like recognizing your own uniqueness and your own relationship with Baba and your own progress.
Yeah.
And then as soon as we get into this comparison game, it kind of destroys you.
Yeah.
But I think everyone on the path at some point will have to go through that.
Yeah. But then it was actually comparison, not of, it was only something to learn that one, looked positive, but it took my own enthusiasm away. That was the main thing. Relationship did not spoil it with anyone, but my own relationship with enthusiasm.
But your own relationship with yourself.
With myself, yeah.
It's 8:30, so we could go on and on and on. But we should we leave it there?
Because of time, no?
Time, yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good sign when there could be more and more and more and more and more.
Yeah, Miss Baba spoke so many subtle things. No, for one thing, for example, that if you are from the past, weaknesses, defects of the self, defects of others. If you are, what service means, that I really paid attention, more attention. Service means is change the vibrations. And when he spoke about that, if you, something has become, has gone wrong, others have done wrong, you yourself have done something wrong, something pleasant did not happen, and you are thinking about it, you are committing up to some percentage of sin.
Yes, subtle sin, he said.
It's a sin. Miss, how can be this sin? But what it is, because I'm keeping rubbish in my heart, wasting my time, wasting my thoughts. This is again, I'm separating myself from Baba. And so this is a sin. It will become a sin, bigger, up to some percentage, more percentage, because if something is in my mind, it is going to be then in my words, it will be going into my vision and behavior, it will be then in the atmosphere, and so I have to have good wishes for myself and for others, not only for others, but for myself. If I cannot keep my heart clean, pure, I cannot have good wishes for others. And so with this, then my powerful positive thoughts, as they are not affecting me anymore, then I am actually, my good wishes are triggering their good wishes for me. And in this way, that Baba gave the example that a missile from the, if the scientists have created, that their aeroplane will hit the aeroplane of others. And Baba says, you can, positive energy, your positive energy can finish the negativity of others. And this is yoga power. And this is true service.
It reminds me how Daddy Janki used to remind us a lot that if you see the negative, it will grow in you.
Yeah.
And if you see the divine in someone else, that's what grows in you.
Right,
and
yes.
It's kind of a simple equation, but we often forget sometimes.
Yes, right.
That, you know, however you're seeing,
yeah,
you're either enhancing yourself or damaging yourself.
That's right. Mm. Mm-hmm. This is self-respect,
yeah,
self-safety.
Mm-hmm. So thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
It's very easy to ask you questions because I know that you're going to have such good answers. So, yeah, thank you. And there could be more and more and more, but time to finish.